High Court Judge Justice Noctula Moyo said she would make a ruling at a later date in the case in which Hlalo filed an urgent chamber application seeking to have the court set aside his recent recall from the Senate as well as his dismissal from the party. Hlalo is also seeking an interim order to stop the MDCT from appointing another person as a senator until the matter is finalized. Asked how confident he is in having the court rule in his favor in a matter that is between him and his political party, Hlalo, who is being represented by attorney Godfrey Nyoni, said he had been compelled to approach the courts as a last resort because he felt the MDCT had failed to follow the dictates of justice, one of the principles that the party espouses. He said his dismissal from both the party and the Senate was not procedural as the MDCT's constitution had not been properly followed.
The whole issue about why we are at this court is to show the world that people must stand up for their rights, irrespective of who trashes them. As they say, charity begins at home. If people are not able to stand up against their party on cases of injustices, and then you say you are going to fight against injustice in national politics, then you are saying the wrong things.
But the MDCT Secretary General, Douglas Monzora, who is representing the party, said the party has clearly laid down procedures that are meant to address members' grievances. He said the MDCT decided to expel him as he had chosen not to follow the regulations, adding that Hlalo's case has no merit as the party followed some provisions of its constitution to expel him and recall him from Senate.
There is absolutely no case as far as we are concerned, and there are a lot of decided cases on this issue. The case of Abednego Bebe and the three of his colleagues versus Welshman was decided in 2009 by the courts in favor of what we are doing. The case of Tendai Biti and others was decided again in favor of what we are saying. The case of Baskiti, Temba Mliswa and so on. Once a political party has dismissed an elected person, that person must lose their seat.
Hlalo's clash with the MDCT emanates from his refusal to accept the election of Gift Banda as the party's chairperson for Bulawayo province. Hlalo argued that the internal vote in which Banda was elected in 2014 was marred by violence. His fight over Banda's election is still in the courts. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.